Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, August 26th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. No donation is too small. Free speech simply cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And it has been a bit slim. This past month, we've been a bit struggling for the general amount in donations to cover the monthly expenses. So please, folks, don't put extra unneeded stresses on our owner and good leader, John Stadmiller, here at RBN. Please share some of the burden and help keep free speech flowing, keep all of these hosts, all of this information, excellent guests, excellent callers, for that matter. You know, you, the listeners, this is your place, your platform for free speech as well. So please do what you can, folks. And of course, there are many ways you can do that. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can always mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. And we do still have that promotion. We have all shirt sizes available at the moment. With every $100 donation, you get your choice of a high-quality RBN t-shirt in the size of your choice or an official RBN coffee mug. To spread the word about free speech in style, great conversation starters, and it's a win for everyone, for sure. I do have my regular Wednesday, or Thursday rather, where am I? I do have my regular Thursday co-host with me, and this is, of course, a Dutch citizen, but he resides in France, Willem Velderhof. Willem, hello.
Hello, Richards. Hi there, good to be back. Hello everybody from RBN, hello all dissidents, good to be back. I'm from Spain actually, I traveled to Spain, so I'm now in Barcelona actually.
Really? Did this have to do with, I don't know, the amount of mandates, changes since the COVID situation began?
Well, yeah, I thought let's give it a try to travel. It's always good to see on the ground how the situation is. Last time I was here in Spain was really, I never expected, it's very weird reality, actually. I never expected to be back here, but you never know. You live day by day, but last time was in sort of lockdown situation, very heavy atmosphere, but now it's quite relaxed in Spain. You don't have these mask dictates on the streets, you don't have this pass sanitaire, this health pass like in France. So here in Barcelona the terraces are open, everybody's sitting there, and it's very relaxed atmosphere. Of course, in the stores you have to wear a mask, so that's another just a schism in society. I've been kicked out some stores already by people who very fanatically talk about the mask. But on the streets, it's okay. You can just walk around. It's nice weather, and it's okay. So it's better than in France for now. I'm just here to have a sort of road trip to see what's going on here, and it's for now it's fine.
I see. Okay. Well, very good. But I mean, the travel restrictions are getting pretty well sudden in the shifts and the changes. And now there's this misunderstanding about approval, which is not actually approval for something that's not on the market yet, from the same affiliated companies, basically from biotech. But I mean, well, you have a son who's back in Netherlands. Currently your things and your residence is in France. So yeah, it's concerning for the future, just being able to continue visiting family and keeping in touch, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I make use of it now. It's still possible. I foresee that it's going to be more difficult, of course, if you look at Australia or other. I think Australia is sort of serving as a sort of litmus test for the whole operation, to see how far they can go and what's happening there, and to observe and to analyze the dynamics in society over there, and then other than just roll it out worldwide, so they can then just take some steps back or make some adjustments according to what they analyze over there. But it's very interesting to see what's happening there. But I foresee that this is gonna happen here in Europe as well over time, but we don't know. I mean, there's huge protests in France. That's a good thing. There are literally millions of people on the street every weekend. But it's sort of quiet. It's sort of a quietness for the storm, silence before the storm feeling. But I mean, we have this feeling for quite some time, but now it's just, you see, because there are too many people on the street now for the police to just slam it down with violence, like in the Yellow Vest movement protest. That was smaller, what I've seen. There were smaller amounts of people on the street. And now it's just too big, and there are people really from all layers of society, and also from healthcare, or you know, also police and fire people from the fire departments. Everybody's walking with these movements in the streets. I mean, there were in Paris, there were three huge protests with hundreds of thousands of people each, actually in different areas of Paris last weekend, and it was not being slammed down. Police was walking with them, even riot police. So it's very difficult to see what's going on. It's silent within the army. That's very interesting always to see what is happening there, because I think the army has still cells or certain parts in the army who see what's happening. They're very aware of it. I know that for sure, because I know that in the war in Syria, there were also big parts in the army who knew the reality, what's going on there. So they know that the governments are being hijacked and controlled by an entity, foreign entity, and not by an entity who is interested in the interests of the French people. So it is interesting what will happen. I think this whole Afghanistan thing is maybe also serving this narrative that we are on a terrorist threat. So we will see what kind of new stuff will be thrown in this alchemical brew in the coming weeks or months, because something needs to happen. In my view, they cannot just roll out this further and further without any substantial evidence. It's just ridiculous. So something new needs to happen, but I think it becomes more difficult to put something in which really makes sense, that people don't think, well, this is even more ridiculous, you know. Because it's still true that people wake up, more and more people see that something is really wrong here. It's not in line with reality, although most people still stick to their belief system and refuse to admit that, because then they have to challenge their whole worldview if the government lied to them, and then they have to question their whole moral decisions of supporting that for the in the past years of their lives when they were supporting all this. So, but still, it becomes more difficult to stick on the narrative. So it will be interesting for sure the coming weeks and months, also with this vaccine.
And you sent me a few articles earlier today. I don't know if to illustrate for the listeners some of what you see worth referencing. Did you want to mention each of these articles briefly for the listeners?
Well, Well, yeah, these were just some articles of the madness which is of course going on in Australia. Of course, I mean that's really shocking, actually, the level of tyranny and literally fascism and oppression there is just off the scale. And if you saw that interview, it was a Steel Peterson interview, I think, with the people who are. Who are imposing all these dictates? They are not chosen by the people. Actually, they are not elected by the people. These are just globalist puppets installed there, and they are dictating all these mandates. These were just examples of what's happening. And then at the same time, yes, this immigration thing from Afghanistan. I mean, a few months ago that. Suddenly, the United States withdrawal or retreated from Afghanistan, which was already very weird by itself, how that went. I mean, the whole thing seems really like a staged thing to set up Europe and the West for terror threats and more immigration, and who knows what's coming with that. It doesn't make any sense. I mean. For 20 years, this country has been occupied for completely insane reasons. Doesn't have anything to do with 9/11. We know that the evidence is overwhelming, and they stayed there for 20 years, just occupied the country. We know this opium production was flourishing during this occupation, and there's more indications that they used it for financial reasons to loot. Or to what is it? Whitewash money through Afghanistan from the West during this period in the ongoing change of the whole financial system. But now they have retreated, and then this whole refugee crisis, which comes from Afghanistan, is of course very much engineered. I mean, you don't have to be intelligent or sharp to see that it doesn't make any sense. And now at the same time, they are speaking about this. Terror threats, so which is increasing. So who knows where it's going? It seems like it's all part of this whole game. It was more about that. I mean, all these things. I think it sort of helps, or it's more helping people to see that this is just a whole staged thing. All these ingredients from different agendas, whether it's the climate agenda or the refugee agenda. COVID agenda, the more they put in, the more ridiculous it seems, and the more just ridiculous it seems to just ignore it and to act as if everything is just okay and we just have to obey. It doesn't make any sense. So you see this sort of division in society increasing, and more people making also, they I see it in my personal environment that people admit that. Yeah, something is really wrong here. I'm seeing it now, So there is a dynamic in society that more and more people see it. So who knows? Who knows where it's going? Maybe they have overdone their intention. It's very difficult to just stop and go back and then try to do it in another time because they have to move on. It's just impossible now to stop with this operation and to postpone it to a few years along the road. So it will become more chaotic and more ridiculous and more insane, I think. And that's a good thing at the same time.
Yes, that's true. The more that these controlling forces realize they've overplayed their hand, trying to reach for a bit too much, a bit too soon with the social engineering and the totalitarian sort of push. The more that they realize they overplayed their hand, the more they simply double down with their bets, and raise the stakes even higher for everyone.
Yeah, true. I mean, it's blatant. I had the past week, I had some interaction with former army fellows. I've done the Green Beret training in Holland. I did the Special Forces in Holland, and we ended up with a group of 25. Guys, very homogeneous group after a long training and intimidation, And we had some contact, because a few of them, they became order followers in the rest of their life, in their career. Some of them are head of the police. One of them is head of the police in The Hague. That's a big city in Holland where the government resident. Another one in Rotterdam. That's another big city in The Hague. And I actually said, so they sent me some messages, and I said, listen, I don't know if you still ignore this stuff, but we are being subjected to severe psychological warfare tactics, and you know what is happening. You've seen it. I mean, we were subjected to this same tactics in the army. The Green Beret Special Forces training is almost exactly in the same methods and effect and purpose what is done there in the training as what we're now seeing in society, which is isolation, monopolization of perception, humiliation and degradation, exhaustion, threats, all this stuff, all these methods have been applied to us in this training for the Green Beret training, when they just break you down and then they build you up in this cult, when you are this homogeneous group who is just being, it's just a cult, and we luckily were not sent out to other countries. So I said, listen.
Go ahead.
So yeah, so I said to actually them, listen, if you have to really look in the mirror now and look who you are serving here. You are serving actually the enemy, and that makes you my enemy. I think it's very important to make that clear now. And then if you see these there's a very good thing online. It's called the Biderman's Chart of Coercion. If you look at it, it's a PDF, you can see it online, and then you see all this, the method, what is a tool designed to demonstrate and explain the coercive methods of stress manipulation used to torture prisoners of war. And that's what we are now, and they apply it to society. This is isolation, mask, what you see in Guantanamo Bay, and for what purpose? And then confusion. I mean, the whole confusion with the mask, for instance, what Fauci is espousing, you know, with the mask inside, then not, and then it doesn't work, and then you have to wear two, and then you have to don't have to wear it, and then there's not, you know, this is all exactly in line of this chart of coercion, what they use to torture prisoners of war and to make them completely obedient, and then just they lose any idea, you know, of resistance, and just to that is being applied to us. So I just communicated to these guys that I don't want to communicate with them, because they're really literally serving the enemy. It's clear. And I didn't get any reaction, but I think it will make people think. And I think it's a good that we make firm stance to family and friends in this stage, because we are at war. We are subjected to this psychological warfare blatantly.
I agree completely. From what I understand of it, the science behind these sort of tactics, which you mentioned you underwent as training in the Green Beret, and this sort of means of, with everything you described there, to break someone down, it makes them soft, pliable, moldable, shapeable like putty or clay, and you can, they kind of lose their their will toward their really their essence, you know. I mean, their whole personality is more able to be reshaped into whatever you need for these purposes. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that's correct, Richard. And you see it on the street, you know. And I'm here in Barcelona, and then you see outside, it's quite hot. It's like 30 degrees centigrade here, and then you see people walking outside with a mask on their faces, and you wonder, why are these people walking with a mask while others are not?
Yes.
And
I'm sorry, looks like we have the first break. Well, please hold that thought, and we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
They're making the last film. They say it's the best, and we'll help make it. It's called The Death of the West. The kids from fame will all be there. Free Coca-Cola for you.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Felderhoff. And Wilhelm, right before the break came, you were mentioning being out seeing some of these people, perfectly healthy people, mind you, wearing these masks in just complete compliance, in spite of how much everything's been contradicting, even the corporate media's own narratives, you know, contradicting themselves even so often. And you were mentioning some of the thoughts going through your mind when you see just how compliant all these people are and just without really even giving much thought to everything that they're being manipulated to do.
Yeah, I mean, you wonder if you see a couple walking and then you see one of them wearing this mask and the other doesn't wear it, that there is there not communication? Like, why do you wear a mask? Or, like, doesn't you know, for yourself, that you would think, she's not wearing a mask, or I see many people who don't wear a mask. Why should I do it? I mean, there's no thinking, thought process, of course, ongoing anymore. If people are in that state, they have been subjected to these techniques, to these methods, which are very successful for a lot of people in the society, a huge part of it. I mean, the mask, the wearing of a mask, of course, it doesn't have anything to do for protection. We know that there's tons of evidence that proves that it doesn't work. But it's very effective in this method. It's a method of humiliation and degradation And what it does, actually, the effect and purpose, like you see in this this chart, this coercion chart, it makes resistance more costly than compliance, and it degrades to an animal level concerns. Another one is it exhausts you. I mean, it's very hot. I mean, I cannot even imagine to walk with a mask here in this heat. So it weakens mental and physical ability to resist, actually. So and then you have this ridiculous, rewards if you do it. So rewards for partial compliances and promises if you wear a mask, what they see. I mean, these people are completely locked in. They're operating at a robotic level, I think. There's no thought process going on, and that's a huge part of society, of course. So that's just how it is. But it's just, it's still fascinating, and just I just cannot wrap my mind around it. If you see these people walking on the streets and just going in, and the same, and I'm being chased out of some stores here now already by people because I didn't wear my mask properly. I mean, and then I take it with me. I have a mask and I keep it in my hand. I walk in the store. If I go into a store and then sometimes somebody is going berserk that I don't have the mask and then the way, and then I just leave with a sort of interaction like you're just chasing your client out. I mean, what are you doing? You know. But this chart of coercion, it makes a lot of sense if you see it. And this, I think this is just evidence that we are subjected to psychological warfare, which is just exactly the same matrix as they use to torture prisoners of war, which we are. We are prisoners. Well, a lot of people are completely prisoners of war, but we are aware of it. I think that's the difference.
Yes, I'm looking at the chart which you sent to me. Biderman's chart of coercion. It mentions the different methods and then the effect and purpose and also the variants which could exist in that category. And the methods include isolation, monopolization of perception, humiliation and degradation, exhaustion, threats, occasional indulgences, demonstrating omnipotence, and forcing trivial demands. Very interesting indeed. So I'm sure if people do a search, they can easily enough find that as well. You found a good downloadable PDF format of that. And yeah, Julie just mentioned in the control room, mask equals eye care. And it is about virtue signaling. Whether people realize it or not, it's about, I care, about what you're telling me for my health, what you're claiming regarding your health. I care about the way you might feel and your emotions, regardless of the science. I care about the belief system that science has become rather than actual data and facts. I care about the belief in science,
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the mass public is not supposed to understand.
Oh, I care more than you as well, Julie suggests. It's also saying, I care more than you do about all these things. I'm wearing the mask, see?
Yeah, exactly. So it's not, that's exactly true. The mass public is not supposed to understand anything of these events. It's expected to believe in them and to trying, just to prevent people from trying to understand events rationally. So a relentless propaganda and disinformation network is force-feeding that already ready-made pseudo-reality instead of the real thing.
Well, if any of you would like to call in or speak to Willem about any of this, 512-248-8252. We have one caller on the line. We'll get to you right after the break. Stick around, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Velderhoff. And Wilhelm, we have some callers on the line. Let's see. First, we have Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Well, hey, thanks, Richard. First off, I want to say thank you for taking over for Farron. I hope he comes back soon. I really like his show, but you've done a fine job doing that. Now, having said that, I want to say to our fellow humans over there in the European nations and whatnot, kudos to you. You guys are getting out there doing what you're supposed to do. Then I want to come back to America and I want to say I'm ashamed of this place. And okay, so people are saying, then leap. You know what? I'm not going to leap. We're fighters in the United States. We've got almost 600 people sitting in a gulag for nothing up there in Washington, D.C., and we've only had a couple of protests trying to get them out, but nobody's went up there with arms, and I'm not advocating violence whatsoever. Let me state that straight up. But we don't have anybody going up to Washington, D.C. with arms and saying, hey, let these people up. Now, if you had a neighbor and it was your best friend, your neighbor was your best friend, and one day he got arrested and you saw him get arrested for jaywalking and you never saw the guy again, you'd probably go inquire about that. Well, because it's not happening to us, because our friends, our neighbors are not sitting in that gulag up there, we're not doing anything about it. Now, if one man could make a difference, walking up there with a gun or holding some cop with a gun or whatever and say, let him out or I'm going to kill this guy, whatever. If one guy can't do it, we got to have, we outnumber these people 1,000,000,000 to 1. All we have to do in America and around the world is say no. All we have to do is not comply with what they're telling us to do. But they've dumbed us down. They've used their fluoride, their fructose, corn syrup, all this crappy crap that they put in our food and stuff to poison us. And now we're subtle. And now they're putting lithium in our drinking water. So, I mean, this is a complete 100% takeover. I am completely embarrassed for America's reaction to these 600 people that are being held in this gulag. I am completely embarrassed to it, but I do applaud the unarmed nations in the European area there. I applaud them. I mean, the yellow vests were out there well before COVID. COVID knocked the yellow vests down, but they were out there every day forever in France. And then all of a sudden COVID comes up. Same thing in Taiwan. They were out there protesting every day until COVID came around, and then they all complied. And now they're back out there protesting and whatnot. But what is America doing? Collecting our unemployment check, afraid to go anywhere without a mask, and insisting that your neighbor gets the damn shot. So we've been dumbed down. What say you to that?
Willem?
Well, that's a very interesting point, Andy. And I'd like to ask you, actually, because we don't have a Second Amendment here in Europe. And it took some time for me as well, because I thought it's crazy that people can carry guns and all that stuff. I was completely brainwashed with that idea by the media before. And then I learned about the Second Amendment, why it was written, by whom it was written, in what spirit it was written. And still, many Americans know about the Second Amendment, why it was written, and they carry guns. So there's a huge sort of sleeping army there. Why are these people, because they know in what spirit that was written, why it was there, why are they not organizing themselves and coming together and unite in a certain way? I mean, in France, through what you say, there are hundreds of thousands of people on the street every weekend. I don't know where it goes. Can be co-opted. But we don't have the Second Amendment, although there are 8 million French hunters, especially in France, who have guns, who are armed. But we don't have a Second Amendment. I would love to have that, of course. So we have to be creative. But why is in America there not much organized unity in this people who know about why this was written, and this is why it was written, this reality that we are experiencing today?
Well, hey, to be honest with you, I think people are appeased. Okay, for years we've been told to stock up food, stock up arms, stock up ammunition, and so people are waiting till that moment. Well, I don't know when that moment is, but to me, the moment has already come. When you can take the National Defense Authorization Act or the Patriot Act, and you can just grab people without any authority, without even charging them, and then hold them for 6-8 months, we've got a problem here in America. So what we've got is an appeased group of people living in this country right now. We don't care about our fellow soldiers. You know why? Because it didn't happen to us. It's that whole thing like in Germany. I wasn't Jewish, so I didn't save the Jewish person. I wasn't the shoemaker, so I didn't save the shoemaker. But when they came for me, there was nobody left, in summation there. That's what we got going on right now. And the boiling frog thing here. Let's wait till the very end, and then let's finally fight. That's not where America should be. That's not where any person in the world should be. You don't wait to the end of the fight. You fight. You see the fight coming. You fight then. And that's what we've missed out on. We've missed the fight. The fight came. COVID-19 was the fight. As soon as you realized that it was a hoax, and it's not a complete hoax. Yes, they did release something, whatever. I don't care. But to me, it was a complete hoax. And now they got this vaccine that's killing people left and right. So once you see this, you've got to get angry. You know, you have to get angry. As an American or anybody in the world, you have to get angry at this. And there's nobody doing any kind of violent things. These people are doing violent things with us by injecting us with this kill shot. And we're not doing anything violent back to them. Why? Because we're scared.
It's hard to organize on any mass scale without it getting shut down, you know, before it really would get anything accomplished. And people just don't want to take the fall for something where it's really not going to not to amount to anything. You know, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous how Joe Biden was talking about nuclear weapons, like you're going to, you know, make the entire U.S. radioactive to stop some dissidents or something. But nonetheless, I mean, his point about, you know, the larger amount of weaponry. But then we see Afghanistan, which just happened there. You know, we think of Vietnam. You know, I mean, don't think there won't be guerrilla warfare of the same caliber as far as Americans who are dug down in their natural habitat, used to living off the land and have plenty of ammo and food. In all parts of the country, just as much as those regions of the world, if it really came down to it. But yeah, people need to be very uncomfortable and for anything to really happen everywhere at once, organically, spontaneously. And short of that, if it's just regionalized in a certain part of the country, you'll just get shut down is the only thing I'm thinking, Andy. And yeah, it's tough, you know, to have an underground network without anyone finding out about it. When we have feds that are moles anywhere and everywhere these days, right?
Well, so essentially what we have to do is wait till many people get pissed off and we just all start marching with our pitchforks and our ARs and our tar and feathers. And we all just simultaneously start walking that way. I don't see it going. I mean, I don't see that going well.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm in. Some people don't even suggest that. Michael Rivero suggests just letting everything collapse of its own accord. And then hopefully that the good people are the ones who will, from the ashes, rebuild what this nation has been with the restoring the original laws on the books. But I have a couple other callers. Great points, though, as always, Andy. Thank you.
Hey, let me throw one more thing in there. Mike Rivero also said, it's amazing how they're trying to take all of our weapons away and whatnot, but they left all those weapons for the Taliban, as if to say, take your country back. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Good parting comment as well. We have Paul in California. Hello, Paul. Hey, welcome.
Yes, proving once again that I am a listener as well. The other thing that I'm given to understand is that Michael Rivero took the vaccine. That's what I heard. So I think we can discard many other things that may be coming out of his mouth, all due respect to the good things.
Well, we certainly don't like to critique other hosts around RBN. That is, the golden rule here. Nonetheless, I know there were reasons. I mean, he took the Johnson & Johnson, which is supposedly not RNA. mRNA, it's supposedly traditional, but it was actually for a family reason. I mean, his wife's mother, they wouldn't be able to visit in their nursing home.
Yeah, I know.
They basically have to pull her out of there. And
it's okay.
But yeah, we really regardless.
Okay, but Richard, I understood already some of the story. I heard it from somebody who knew. So, but either way, there's no excuse for that. So we'll leave it at that. I'm glad that Andy called in. I was actually going to mention his call and his name this morning on John Moore's show. If you guys or any of the other listeners want to listen to the third hour, actually the first half hour of the third hour, Andy made an excellent call that I 100% support. Now, John Moore did the perfunctory disclaimer when it was all done, but essentially everything that he said I pretty much agree with, and I see exactly what Wilhelm has laid out already. I call it layering. This is what they're doing to us. They are layering things on and exactly to plan. They know what they're doing. And as I said, when this started last year at work, I started saying this to people. You know, everybody thought I was the stupid one or the crazy one because I didn't believe any of this. I said, they're not going to let this go. Now, later on, I started adding the word never, but I initially said, they're not going to let this go because I knew that these people don't do anything without a purpose. And this is the way that we have to look at this. And this is why Andy and people like myself are exactly correct, that we have to get ready to, you know, to use the word, which nobody will have to back off from. We got to get ready to take care of business, okay? We have to do some laundry and starch some shirts and press some pants and all the things that are necessary for us to survive and to thrive and to prosper. Because you can be sure this won't be over until they accomplish their goals. Think about that for a second. That's why they're doing what they're doing, to accomplish goals that they have in mind. And they are accomplishing them step by step. And it's just like Wilhelm said also, that they will occasionally give us a break or a reprieve, and then they'll double down again, and they'll press forward. Like they gave us some time off from the mass here in California. It was exactly 48 days. And now you hear they're doing it again. And in Oregon, the governor says you got to wear a mask outdoors. And it's just, you know where I'm coming from. And by the way, Wilhelm, I had an ex-girlfriend way back in the day, and she was quite well-traveled, and she said that Barcelona was about her favorite place to go in Europe.
Yeah, it's an amazing place. It's an amazing place. But, of course, it has changed over the years. It is not anymore what it was before. Like all these big cities in Europe, they all look the same in a certain way, but Barcelona is definitely a special place. Spain is a special country, but I love Barcelona. It's an amazing place, but you see it's collapsing. You see what's happening, and the degeneration also in society, of course, if you look around, it's everywhere in Europe, like in the United States, but it's a special place for sure.
Well, we have a couple other callers, but what else did you want to mainly address?
I'll just add less, probably in 60 seconds or less, a little bit of good news, I think, or put things in perspective. So a friend of mine here in California, he's recently done a little side venture. You know, he's kind of an entrepreneur type of hustler guy anyway for many decades. And he has now moved two different people from California to Ohio. You know, he'll drive their vehicles, whether there's their own personal stuff or the rented truck, and then they'll pay for his rental car back. They offered to fly him back, but he doesn't want to fly. So to make the trips enjoyable, he's actually stopped quite often. And he said he's pretty much stopped in every state between California and Ohio. And he won't just stop at a truck stop, but he'll actually go into town and maybe have something to eat or go to a store. And what he tells me is that mostly everywhere he goes, there's nobody wearing a mask. It's rare you see somebody with a mask. It's the opposite in California. Isn't that interesting? Especially in the major areas. Everybody is masked up where I'm living, and it's really deflating. But he told me that all across the country, all the way to Ohio and back, that mostly people are not wearing masks, and everybody's just walking around acting things as if things are normal. So I suppose that's a little encouraging there.
Oh, Willem, did you want to respond to any of that?
Yeah, that is encouraging, and it also shows this groupthink, because what you see in the cities here also, if many people wear it, other people wear it as well. And if a significant group doesn't wear it, most people also don't wear it. It's just this groupthink dynamic which you see in different areas. Another, and it's a positive thing, I agree, it's an inspiring thing. So if we just push on and don't obey and don't follow up, then you reach a sort of critical mass when then other people just follow up with this behavior. So that sure is a positive thing.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks for taking my call, Richard.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, sir. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking... Oh, hang on. Can you still hear me?
Yes, yes.
I had to take my speaker off. Yeah, I've heard Paul from California a few times before, and I agree with a lot of what he says, but there's one thing I think he mentioned, not necessarily today, but previously, And that I think his attitude is that he doesn't think that this is a spiritual fight. And I would strongly disagree with that. I do think that we need to be proactive. We need to meet them with counterforce and measures. But I think this is much bigger than just human oppression versus the people. I think it goes to a very deep spiritual level. I don't know what your feelings are on that.
Well, I think there is a component that is just fundamental to the constant struggle on this earth, really, as far as free will or those who are controlling.
Yeah.
And, of course, also just going with nature or trying to work against it to try to control others. Willem, as far as the overall spiritual, perhaps metaphysical component, do you see this as well?
Yeah, I do. I think there's definitely a spiritual component in this reality, in this what we're experiencing now. And these forces, this enemy, they are worshipping spiritual...
Lucifer.
Yeah, Lucifer, satanic rituals, they are... is definitely has a spiritual component for the bad or for the good part, because there are also spiritual opportunities in the sense that we can... free ourselves from our prison, inner prison, and our spiritual, reality, what we think we are. We can come to certain realizations on a spiritual level through these challenges and these conditions, what we're now experiencing. So there are opportunities, and of course there's also dark stuff in it. And that's so I definitely agree that this is a sort of spiritual warfare also ongoing here.
Yeah, but I don't take the stance that the typical Judeo-Christian does, where we just sit back and wait for God's return. That's just nonsense. He expects more of us, so that's not what the scriptures tell us to do if you interpret them properly. So we're not supposed to sit on our hands and wait for a savior, although I do believe in the savior. Just saying, he expects more of us than that, just sit around and wait. I had an interesting encounter last night. I don't know if you have enough time or are you going to a break or not.
Well, we do have one more caller to get to, but yeah, briefly, please. Go ahead, Henry.
I was at the pool last night, and I was educating some woman in the pool about the Holocaust and Jewish supremacy. And there was this woman who had her kids in the pool, and she was listening to me. And I got out of the pool, and she actually said something negative to my wife as my wife left. So I confronted her, and I said, so what's the problem with what I was saying? She says, well, I know a survivor from the Holocaust. And I said, really? Why wasn't she gassed? And she had no answer. And I said, you know what? Your friend, there's only one thing I can tell you about her. She's a liar. She does what they do, and that's what all the Jews do. I've known them all my life, and that's one thing they have in common. I've looked at the data, I've looked at the science, and it's always the Jews. I'm done.
Okay, well, thank you for your call, Henry. A lot of interesting points. It certainly could be worth getting into deeper. Joshua in New York, you'll be the last caller, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just when it comes to California, not just California with Gavin Newsom, but I guess Larry Elder or something, Mike Lindell the other day, was saying that Larry Elder's no-go because Larry Elder was saying to move on from the 2020 election, which we can't. I mean, that's a fact. It goes beyond Trump. You know, it's the fact that they stole that. And if you cheated, you don't get the medal. You know what I mean? You don't win. You don't get. And he's destroying the country on top of that. So, anyways, beyond that, people need to all gather up and find somebody they can trust in, they can believe in. And the person does not need to be a political genius or anything, but all over the country. So if Larry Elder's no go, they need to find out real quick in California somebody to take the place. And everyone needs to get together. And that goes all across the country, but California is really, really, really close. And then the other thing was the checkpoints. Right here, I'm listening to Real America's Voice, and there was some guy that was talking about over in Afghanistan, how there's terrorists are stopping Americans from getting the checkpoints so they can get to the airport and all that. when they set up checkpoints here in America, that's what we need to do, is look at all the people that are using force to stop Americans from leaving from place to place as terrorists. That's what they are. Anyone that sets up, I guarantee you, they're going to be Black Lives Matter and Antifa people in the first place. If you find out who they actually are, so when you show, and here's the other thing, when you show up to a checkpoint, if you ever wind up showing up to a checkpoint here in America, and someone says you can't go unless you got this, whatever, blah, 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 and they got forced and you realize that, tell them, okay, leave. Come back with force more equivalent. Because if these people are going to play with that game, do not risk your life. Map out the location, come back. They're terrorists. That's a fact. We all know it. So I just want to point that out to everybody. Play this intelligently. If they're going to play those games, then don't. This is life, and this is war. And if they're going to set up terrorist checkpoints, just like the guy said they are in Afghanistan, stopping Americans moving, if they're stopping anyone, it's the same thing. How is it no different? And if you find out who the individual people are that are behind these little suits of armor with the guns, you're going to find out that they're terrorist people. You're going to find out they're Antifa, they're BLM. You're going to find out they're somehow coordinated with some type of group that's definitely not good. And that's a fact. Because who's going to be doing all this stuff other than that? So I just want to point that out. I don't know if I went overboard or not. To me, it's not. So not at all.
Okay. Willem, do you have any feedback from that?
Yeah, I think it's a good one. And it also shows also what we talked before. I think These militias, these real patriots in the United States who are armed and know why the Second Amendment was written, who are organized militias, which has been neutralized. One of the big causes of this, I think, is also Trump and the people who have shared or went behind Trump, who has neutralized this movement. Actually, they have put their, he paved the way that all these people, these real patriots, are on the domestic terrorist list now as white supremacists and everything, and stop them from organizing. So I think it's really important not to focus on any person in the public domain, whether you hate him or love him, whether it's Trump or Biden, they're all the same. It's all distraction and causing division in society. I think we should organize, reorganize, and come together and not focus on any person in the public domain, because there is no savior outside there. This is a codependent dynamic. We have to do it ourselves and outside of the lights and the attention. I think that's a very important thing, important point.
Anything else, Joshua?
Well, just that... The elite are in a desperate situation, and we do have to understand that all these people were brought up in all this. So just like how all you are waking up to all this, and you were brought up into a different life, and now you're seeing something different, the elites are brought up into a very nasty, cruel life, and so was all these other people. Now, a lot of these Antifa BLM people, there are people from broken families and stuff. Psychology is the way to beat this. This is psychological war. That's why they broke the family, they broke the mind. And the way to do this is through Carl Jung's work. You should look up csjoseph.life. csjoseph.life. And okay. It's all about personality, about understanding your
All right, well, great.
Mind.
We're out of time.
It's the opposite of Edward Bernays.
We're out of time, but call back again. Thank you, Willem. Please support RBN, folks, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.